Inside Sports Medicine with Dr. T.O. Soriao, orthopedic surgeon and medical director of Texas Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Group. Dr. Soriao's comments are meant for informational and educational purposes only and not as a treatment. His comments are not a substitute for a visit with your doctor. And now, Dr. T.O. Soriao.
Welcome back to Inside Sports Medicine. T.O. Soriao here, Brad Ballard there, Scott Blumenthal way over there. Sod's on the other side of the glass. Mayor's coaching.
Mayor's coaching this morning. Mayor's, football coaching.
Yep, football coaching.
All right.
Yeah, like two-year-olds.
They get younger and younger every week for you, Doc.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's coaching like five-year-olds. That was 3 weeks ago. This week he's coaching two-and-a-half-year-olds.
Yep.
He'll be coaching newborns.
No comment on that.
So a couple of really good questions that have come through, one via text and about three or four via Facebook. So I'm going to try to get to them. The text question first, and by the way, the text machine is 21,000. 21000, start off with the four letters ESPN. Started leg press this week, injured my knee. Now I have pain on the inside of my knee with clicking. So
what you thinking, Doc?
The question is, what could this be? So I like the leg press. Yeah. I'm a big fan of the leg press. I like it better than extensions, although extensions are more effective. You'll bulk up quicker with an extension, but the leg extension where you sit in a chair and you put, you know, straighten out your knee, that really grinds your kneecap.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, it leads to some future problems with the patella. The leg press. Are you guys hearing the feedback that I'm hearing on the air? Huh. All right. The leg press does not really grind the kneecap so much, especially if you just do shallow, like 90 to zero kind of leg press. And it takes a while to build up your quads that way, but I'm a big fan. It's usually a safe exercise. That said, if you start developing knee pain, medial knee pain, which is on the big toe side, and it's associated with clicking, I kind of start thinking cartilage.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it's meniscus or whether it's the white cartilage that covers the end of the bone, I don't know, but I start thinking of that.
Yep.
The trifecta is if it starts swelling. So if you have pain, swelling, and clicking, that's pretty much a cartilage injury until proven otherwise.
Yep.
And so what do you do? You know, what are your thoughts? That was all he asked me, is what are my thoughts? Well, my thoughts is it's some kind of cartilage issue.
Yep.
But then the next question is, what do you do?
Mm-hmm.
You probably ought to lay off the leg press for a while, see if it gets better.
Yeah. And, I mean, I don't know how bad it's hurting this person. I don't know if it's a click that they notice, but it's not painful. But I think these are the things that we think that was like, you know what? Sure, it may be something else, but this is something right. That we would be concerned about that would either prevent you from keep doing it or it's going to be painful and you need to stop. If there's no pain, if there's no swelling and you just notice clicking, yeah. But, I mean, for him, he already mentioned pain and right. clicking, so we got two out of the three already.
Look, I don't get too alarmed about clicking.
Neither do I.
My ankles click, my elbows click. I don't get too alarmed about that. If it's associated with some other symptom, then I got worried.
Yeah.
So if the clicking is associated with pain, yes. If the clicking is associated with swelling, yes. And even then, I still give it enough time to kind of declare itself.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just because you've got pain, swelling, and clicking does not mean you have to have a scope next week.
That's right.
You know, so we still, but that's where we go with these things.
Mm-hmm.
Another question about lifting weights and doing dips and the top of the shoulder is painful.
Mm.
What are you thinking? I love this part of the show. People kind of want to know which way we go with just four or five words.
That's right.
So common things occur commonly. Scott and I have talked. We were taught this when we were residents at Southwestern, is that common things occur commonly. And when you do a lot of dips, when you do a lot of weights, when you do a lot of overhead weights, like military press and that sort of thing, then that AC joint on the very top of your shoulder is very vulnerable. Believe it or not, there's a meniscus there. There's a cartilage there, just like there is in a knee. And sometimes that cartilage gets damaged. Again, we're very, very conservative when it comes to those things initially. But if they persist, there are things to do. I cannot talk about shoulders without mentioning the rotator cuff. You got to always consider the rotator cuff because it pretty much comes into play with everything.
And dips are tough, Doc. I mean, that is a tough exercise. I mean, and, you know,
people shouldn't do dips.
I work out and I my shoulder can't tolerate a full weight bearing dip now. I mean, I'm usually trying to talk to my weightlifters, and I enjoy seeing my weightlifters because I lift weights to try and modify. Like, hey, what are you trying to do? Are you trying to build the tricep? Hey, there's probably some other exercises that we can do that won't be at the expense of your shoulder and still get it done. Are you married to the dip? You know, yeah. Are you married to trying to get the tricep, you know, bigger and more toned? Well, we might have to do something different and still be able to accomplish the goal that you want to do in terms of building muscle. So,
you know, on numerous occasions on this show, I've expressed my concern when it comes to doing squats, and especially deep squats where you put your butt on the ground. I think it's just a harsh exercise for the structure of the knee. And that said, it's still very effective. There are lots of coaches, there are lots of trainers that continually preach quads or squats, despite the fact that I said I'm not really happy with them because they eventually lead to an injury. And so what do you do instead? I say, let's do leg press. It's not quite as effective, but it kind of simulates, but you can at least manage the amount of pressure. Well, the same thing with dips.
Yep.
You know, dips are effective. At the end of the day, they're effective. And they're effective because they work like four or five different muscle groups all in one activity.
All at the same time.
So you're doing a dip. Your traps are in play. Your lats in play. Your
pecs
are in play. Everything's in play. But it comes at a great cost.
It does. It does. I can't do them anymore. My shoulder pops, clicks. I mean, it sounds like snap, crackle, pop. And I know it's my AC joint, but it still feels uncomfortable. Just knowing, you know, you feel the popping and stuff. And for me now, it's just more about preservation as opposed to, you know, really trying to get in there and just lift the whole gym.
And I think that there are folks who have been working out this way since they were teenagers.
That's right.
And it's kind of a badge of honor. I'm going to keep doing, 150 push-ups because that's what I did when I was in high school.
That's right.
But at some point, as we age, our joints and tendons age.
Right.
And you become susceptible to these overuse injuries that 15 years ago you were immune to.
Or how many times have you seen this, Doc? Someone wants to lose weight.
Oh.
You already know where I'm going, don't you?
I know where you're going.
Someone is like, you know what? I got to get this COVID-19 off. And I've seen this so much, by the way.
Yep.
In the last month.
Me too.
They say, you know what? Man, I can't believe I got on the scale and I was 20 pounds overweight. It should be called COVID-20 because that seems to be the, but 19 is close enough. But they try to lose weight. And what is probably the most effective thing that in the past for them to lose weight was to run.
Go out for a run. I'm going to run this weight off.
I'm going to run this weight off, which I will agree is even for me was the most effective, easiest way to go get some weight off, man. Just put some shoes on and go out there and run. But
you get to be a certain age.
You get to be a certain age. You start realizing that, you know what? Guess what? Now you're carrying 20 more pounds, and it's not after about 6 weeks or so they come in and say, my knees are swelling. I can't run. And the conversation for me more is about, are you married to the running or are you just trying to lose weight? Because we can keep your knees healthy if you're okay with trying to lose the weight with doing something else.
Yeah, I've always preached try to lose the weight first.
Yes.
And then go back to run.
Yeah.
And look, it's not easy.
No, it's not.
It's just not easy.
It's not.
You know, watch what you eat, burn calories on something non-impact like the bike or the elliptical, and then once you get to where you are near where you want to be, then go out and run.
Yeah, then go check it out. Yeah, test it out.
We talked about this 2-3 weeks ago when we were still locked down. We were seeing in our practice a tremendous number of stress fractures, you know, because about the only thing you could do is go out for a run or go out for a long walk. And even though you've not been a runner or a walker, and this was the typical story I get. Yeah. So my kids are going to go out for this jog.
I love it. This is exactly what I'm seeing.
And I've never been much of a jogger, but I decided to go with them.
Yep.
And, you know, like 2 miles into it, they can't walk.
Yeah. I saw an adult with a dreaded black line.
Ooh. Yeah, that means stress fracture in our world. That means stress fracture.
Yeah.
Dreaded black line. I hadn't heard that word.
Yep. Well, it's definitely a sports medicine term.
And he said, it's exactly what he said. My daughter was trying to convince me, let's go run. And the daughter is this big time in shape person. He tried to go with her, and he was like, I can't walk.
Yeah.
Like, and she was teasing him, like, just suck it up, buttercup. Like, let's go. And he was like, I'm going to the doctor, and I'm betting you $5 that something's, like, really wrong. So when I saw him on the follow-up, I was like, so how'd the conversation go with your daughter? He's like, I'm $5 richer because I actually had a stress fracture.
All right, quick little break. 855-787-1033, 21,000 is the text machine number. 21000, start off with the letters ESPN. My text just went blank. I mean, it was blowing up and it just died. All right, I'm going to see if I can fix it during the break. Inside Sports Medicine, Soriel, Ballard, Blumenthal, coming right back.